And right now we head back to the Southeastern Sports Medicine Wise Lines, where many of our guests appear courtesy of Southeastern Sports Medicine. And we catch up with Ted Glover. That's right, the Minnesota Vikings are in the Wise Guys War Room. And Ted is a blogger with the Daily Norseman. I love the name. And presented as well by Hickory Tavern, Biltmore Park, Town Square. Come for the food and stay for the NFL Draft starting next Thursday night. Ted, great to have you on the Wise Guys, man.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you having me. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're great, man. We appreciate you. First things first, looking back on last season, it was obviously a real disappointment for Vikings fans. You probably just wanted to poke each other with the Viking horns, but fortunately you guys didn't do that. Brett Favre gone now. Your thoughts on Favre and his time in Minnesota, and where does the team at the quarterback position go from there?
It was weird cheering for the guy. It really was. I mean, you grow up. You kind of grew up from the early 90s or whatever when he started playing for the Packers. And then to see him appear in a Viking uniform and do so well in 2009 and get us so close, it was cool. I mean, I think the San Francisco game where he had that last-second touchdown pass to win the game was kind of the thing that cemented him as, okay, he's ours now. Let's go. This is great. And then last year just kind of, so many distractions and everything just sort of fell apart on so many different levels. I appreciate the 2 years that he gave the Vikings. 2009 was a great year. I'm always going to have a lot of fond memories of it. 2009 or 2010, kind of proved that really everybody gets old, and the Vikings just really have a quandary at the quarterback position. You can argue whether or not Favre coming in was the right thing or the wrong thing for the Vikings. I think in 2009 it was the right thing. They were really one guy away from making a serious run, which they ended up doing. But they really need a long-term answer at quarterback. I really like Joe Webb, the young kid that played a little bit at the end of last year. I think he's got a lot of promise, but to say he's going to be your guy for 2011 is dubious at best. I think the Vikings are probably going to bring in another veteran for kind of caretake the position for 1 or 2 years. I would hope that they draft a guy to be their quarterback of the future in this coming draft, and then throw Joe Webb into the mix and just kind of see what happens from there.
We're joined on the Southeastern Sports Medicine Wise Lines by Ted Glover, blogger for the Daily Norseman, covering the Minnesota Vikings, who are in the Wise Guys NFL Draft War Room. Yeah, we always talk about Donovan McNabb. You know, we thought about him maybe coming in with the Panthers, although it looks like the Panthers are leaning towards Cam Newton. What about a tested veteran like McNabb for a year or two? Or maybe you just burned out on the whole veteran quarterback deal after Favre?
I'm kind of burned out on the whole thing. I mean, Favre really took all my energy for the last couple of years, as he did for a lot of Vikings fans. And McNabb, you know, McNabb is more the same. I understand the Vikings are going to need a veteran. I think to either draft a rookie and say you're the guy for 2011 would be really monumentally dumb, especially with the lockout and the new players can't, you know, talk to their coaches and they can't, you know, practice and all that other stuff. I think it would be just suicidal to try and draft a guy and say you're going to be it with all the constraints that are put on the players with this labor situation. McNabb, you know, I'm going to, like Charlie Sheen would say, if they're going to get McNabb, I'm going to love him violently, just like I did Favre. I would personally prefer a guy like Carson Palmer, maybe Matt Hasselbeck, but he's got a bad back. There's a couple different directions the Vikings could go. McNabb seems like the choice du jour. So if they get him, I would prefer they didn't, but if they get him, you know, I'll get behind him and cheer for him. Just, you know, doesn't matter who the guy is, but, you know, can we do something a little bit different? Just me, though.
We understand that. Ted Glover, Daily Norseman, Minnesota Vikings blogger. I know we're talking draft, but there's so many interesting questions surrounding the Vikings. One more before we go to the draft itself, and this coming from Seth. There's rumors swirling about maybe the team heading out to L.A. You've got stadium issues as well. Where does the organization stand on those situations?
Well, they submitted a bill to the Minnesota legislature. For those of you that aren't familiar with Minnesota politics, it's the legislature only meets part-time. They're not a full-time legislature. Like, I'm not sure if North Carolina's is or not. And they've only got just under a month. I think it's closer to 2 weeks now before the legislative session ends to get the bills through committee, get it in front of the governor's desk and get it signed. The governor supports a stadium. The only problem is the Vikings don't have a location on where in Minneapolis it's going to be. There's two spots in Minneapolis and one in the suburbs. They haven't decided on a location. They don't know how they're going to pay for it, and they need a local county government partner to help provide some of the money, and they don't have one of those either. Other than that, the stadium is in great shape. If they don't get it passed, you know, the Vikings lease, the Metrodome runs out after 2011. The Vikings have said they will not renew their lease, so they're really essentially becoming free agents. Is Los Angeles a destination? Yeah. It's probably the most realistic one, but, they could go. I've also heard Portland. I know the NFL wants to expand overseas. I wouldn't be surprised to see a place like London, maybe if they can get all the logistical issues worked out. But the Vikings aren't going to be playing in the Metrodome past 2011, and the current stadium bill is just a terrible, terrible bill right now because they just don't have any of the key questions answered in the bill that they need answered. And if they don't get them soon, I just don't see how a bill is going to be passed before they can get it a new stadium built in time for a season in 2013 or 2014. Because the Vikings have said they will play in the Metrodome past the lease as long as they have a stadium plan in place and something's being built. So I'm not very encouraged, and I wish I had better news for Vikings fans, but I'm just not very encouraged.
And it's not like you guys the team doesn't draw, and there's great fan support up there. Move the Jaguars out to L.A. for crying out loud. But anyway, we'll move on now to 2011 as we're joined on the Southeastern Sports Medicine Wise Lines by Ted Glover, a blogger for the Daily Norseman, covering the Minnesota Vikings, presented by Hickory Tavern. All right, let's talk quickly about some of the needs the Vikings are facing.
Well, quarterback is obviously the first one. They need a long-term solution at that position. Tavares Jackson, they drafted in 2006, was pretty underwhelming. Didn't really get the job done. Thought he was going to be the guy. Obviously didn't turn out to be. You could argue defensive line. There's a couple guys. Ray Edwards, pretty decent defensive end opposite Jared Allen. Not sure if they're going to re-sign him. Again, this whole labor thing has everything really, really murky. But if he leaves, they're going to need defensive end, defensive tackle. Pat Williams is probably not going to be back. Kevin Williams, great All-Pro, is north of 30. Secondary, especially the safety help was just atrocious last year. But I think when it all comes down to it, I think quarterback is the primary need for the Vikings going into the draft.
And with the first pick in the for the Vikings in next Thursday's NFL draft, Ted, who do you see them taking?
Well, if they stay at 12, I'm not convinced they're going to stay at 12. But if they do stay at 12, everybody talks about the top, top two quarterbacks being Cam Newton and Blaine Gabbert. I would be stunned if one of those guys were available. I would go in that direction. After those two, probably the next best option at quarterback is Jake Locker. Is he a guy you want to pick at 12? I've heard things for and against that selection. I would like to see the Vikings move down maybe four or five spots, see if Locker's still available. And hopefully try and recoup that third-round draft pick they lost in the Randy Moss trade. Would I reach for Locker at 12? No, I'd probably go defensive end. I'm a big fan of J.J. Watt, the defensive end out of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
DaQuan Bowers has been associated with the Vikings at 12, but, man, he's got those knee questions, and I've read a couple stories lately where, that dreaded microfracture surgery might be an issue with him, or might not be. I don't know that I'd take a gamble with a guy like Bowers at 12. I could be talked into a defensive end, but I would preferably like to see him trade down and maybe still grab Locker in the first round, but don't take him at 12 and maybe go with defensive end.
Right on. Hey, man, you were spectacular. Ted Glover answering all the questions, and we appreciate you as always. There could be lots of news popping up regarding the Vikes during the season. We'd love to catch up with you as kind of our Minnesota go-to guy if that need arises, man.
Hey, that'd be great.
Thanks, bud. We appreciate you. Good day.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Ted Glover, blogger for the Daily Norseman, covering the Minnesota Vikings.